Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says big fish are facing the law because of government's zero-tolerance policy towards corruption. Political parties intensify campaigning for seventh and last phase of Lok Sabha elections. Leading global financial firm Goldman Sachs raises India's GDP growth forecast to 6.7% for calendar year 2024. IMD says northwestern and central India to get respite from heat wave in 3 days. And in tennis, Rohan Bopanna and Yuki Bhamri to start the campaign in the men's doubles at the French Open in Paris today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says big fish is facing the law today because of government's zero-tolerance policy towards corruption. In an interview to a news agency, Mr. Modi said that when the big fish is being caught, questions have been raised by vested interests. Highlighting on the investigations by state machineries, he said that the aim of the government is based on zero-tolerance and ensure evidence-based action and not on perception.
अन्य रूप से मीडिया में भी चर्चा होती थी कि बड़े बड़े मगरमच्छ तो छूट जाते हैं, छोटे छोटे लोगों को आप पकड़ करके चीजें निपटा देते हो। फिर एक काले खंड ऐसा आया कि हमें पूछा जाता था 19 के पहले कि आप तो बड़ी बड़ी बातें करते थे, क्यों कदम नहीं उठाते हो, क्यों अरेस्ट नहीं करते हो, क्यों लोगों को नहीं करते। हम कहते भाई हमारा काम नहीं है, ये इंडिपेंडेंट एजेंसी कर रही है और हम बद इरादे से कुछ नहीं करेंगे। जो भी होगा हमारी सूचना यही है, जीरो टॉलरेंस। दूसरा, तथ्यों के आधार पर ही एक्शन होना चाहिए, परसेप्शन के आधार पर नहीं होना चाहिए।
Prime Minister said that under the Atmanirbhar Bharat vision, the aim is to promote indigenous talent and increase employability. Mr. Modi said over 38 lakh crore rupees have been transferred to people through the direct benefit transfer. The Prime Minister emphasized that nation first is at the center of government's every decision. Political parties have intensified campaigning for seventh and last phase of Lok Sabha elections. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will address an election meeting today at the Dumka Airport ground in Jharkhand. The meeting is part of the Vijay Sankalp Yatra. Mr. Modi will address a public rally in favour of BJP candidate Sita Soren from Dumka parliamentary seat. She is the daughter-in-law of Jharkhand Mukti Morcha JMM chief Shibu Soren. Sita Soren is pitted against Nalin Soren of JMM. BJP President JP Nadda will address 3 election meetings tomorrow in Devghar, while senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi will address election rallies on May 30th. Polling will be held in 3 constituencies, Godda, Dumka and Sahibganj of Santhal region of Jharkhand, with the final phase of elections on June 1st. The JMM had won the lone Sahibganj seat in 2019 Lok Sabha elections. Prime Minister will address 2 rallies in Barasat and Jadavpur Lok Sabha constituencies in West Bengal today. Mr. Modi will also hold roadshow in Kolkata this evening. The roadshow will start from Sham Bazaar 5-point crossing and end at the ancestral house of Swami Vivekanand. In Bihar, leaders of NDA and the Grand Alliance and other parties are leaving no stone unturned to ensure victory of the candidates. Senior BJP leader and Chief Minister of Uttar Pradesh Yogi Adityanath will address back-to-back 3 rallies in Fatuha in Patna Sahib and Digha in Pataliputra Lok Sabha constituencies. He is also scheduled to hold a rally at Barhara under Ara Lok Sabha constituency. JDU President and Bihar Chief Minister Nitish Kumar will conduct a road show from Sarmera to Nagarnosa in Nalanda parliamentary constituency today. He will also hold a public meeting in Asthava in Nalanda parliamentary constituency. Besides this, RJD leader Tejaswi Prasad Yadav will address multiple public meetings in Baksar, Sasaram, Jahanabad and Pataliputra constituencies. Mukesh Saini, chief of the Vikas Shil Insan Party, will also hold rallies in support of the Grand Alliance candidates. In Uttar Pradesh, Chief Minister and senior BJP leader Yogi Adityanath will campaign in Gorakhpur and Mirzapur today. Congress leader Rahul Gandhi and Samajwadi Party chief Akhilesh Yadav will jointly address a political rally in Mohan Sarai area of Varanasi. They will also jointly address a Parivartan Sankalp Sabha in Bansgaon Lok Sabha constituency. In a series of constituency profile for Lok Sabha polls, today we bring you a report on Hamirpur parliamentary seat in Himachal Pradesh.
The Hamirpur parliamentary constituency in Himachal Pradesh includes a total of 17 assembly seats from 5 districts of the state. There are 14,32,636 voters in this constituency. The number of female voters is higher than the number of male voters. There has always been a direct contest between the BJP and Congress here. Anurag Singh Thakur, a prominent leader of the Bharatiya Janata Party and the Union Minister for Information, Broadcasting, Youth Affairs and Sports, has won the Hamirpur parliamentary seat 4 times in a row with a significant majority and is once again the BJP candidate from this area for the 5th time. The Congress party has fielded different candidates against Anurag Thakur each time, and this time too, the Congress has introduced a new face, Satpal Raizada, as their candidate. Anurag Thakur is reaching out to the people with the achievements of the central government over the past 10 years and his numerous personal initiatives in the constituency. On the other hand, the Congress candidate is engaging with the public on the achievements of the state government over the past 1.5 years and their future roadmap. Ritesh Kapoor, Akashwani News, Shimla.
Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said that the last decade has witnessed a substantial improvement in the sanctity and credibility of the Union budget, leaving past constraints and archaic practices behind. In a social media post, the Finance Minister said, "Our budgets are characterized by fiscal prudence, transparency and inclusiveness, ensuring investments in social development and infrastructure." She said now the entire budgetary exercise, including the legislative process, is completed well before the start of the financial year, which has improved administrative efficiency. Department of Telecommunications and Ministry of Home Affairs has taken action to protect citizens from potential SMS fraud through the Sanchar Sathi initiative. The Ministry of Communications said it was noted that more than 10,000 fraudulent messages were sent using 8 SMS headers for sending fraudulent communications in the past 3 months. It said the principal entities which were owner of these 8 SMS headers were blacklisted. All the 73 SMS headers and 1,522 SMS content templates owned by these principal entities have been blacklisted. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at EIR News Alerts.
Lok Nirnay 2024, a special program on the general elections, every evening at 7.
And repeat broadcast at 9:30 p.m. on Akashwani Gold.
Updates of election activities, insights from regions and constituencies, expert opinion and analysis.
In the world's largest festival of democracy.
Stay tuned to Lok Prasarak Ke Saath, Lok Nirnay 2024.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Morning News. The Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has said that northwestern and central India to get respite from heat wave in 3 days owing to fresh western disturbance. IMD DG Mrityunjay Mahapatra said that this weather system is likely to trigger thunderstorm activity in northwest India and bring rain to the western Himalayan region.
Above normal heat wave condition is baar dekhne ko mila hai northwest India mein. May 16 mein Rajasthan mein shuru hote hue ye heat wave condition spread hua hai Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, West UP, Northwest MP, Gujarat, Jammu region mein. और ये अभी तक हीट वेव कंडीशन जारी है. हमारा पूर्वानुमान है कि अगले 3 दिन तक यानी 29 तारीख तक ये हीट वेव टू सीवियर हीट वेव कंडीशन जारी रहेगा. 30 तारीख से इसमें एबेटमेंट होगा, हीट वेव कंडीशन का एरिया कम होगा और तीव्रता भी कम होगा. इसका वजह यही है कि एक वेस्टर्न डिस्टर्बेंस 30 तारीख से नॉर्थ ईस्ट इंडिया को प्रभावित करेगा. इसके साथ साथ अरबियन सी से मॉइस्चर भी नॉर्थ ईस्ट इंडिया तक आएगा. सो प्लेन्स ऑफ नॉर्थ ईस्ट इंडिया में ये दोनों कारण की वजह से थंडरस्टॉर्म हो सकता है और इसकी वजह से टेम्परेचर में गिरावट होगा.
IMD has said that conditions are favorable for onset of monsoon over Kerala and northeastern states in the next 5 days. Monsoon has already advanced over south, east, west, central and northeast Bay of Bengal, along with some parts of the Arabian Sea. The weather department has forecast above normal rainfall over the country as a whole during the monsoon season this year. Meanwhile, deep depression, remnant of the cyclonic storm Rimal over Bangladesh, moved east-northeastwards with a speed of 15 kilometers per hour and lay centered over Bangladesh to the last night. The system is likely to move east-northeastwards and gradually weaken into a depression today. Owing to the conditions, heavy to very heavy rainfall is likely over eastern districts of sub-Himalayan West Bengal today. Global investment bank Goldman Sachs has raised India's GDP growth forecast to 6.7% for calendar year 2024. The latest data released by the bank said they expect a sustained growth momentum with additional fiscal space on account of a bumper dividend transfer from the RBI. The financial company said that in India, growth momentum remains strong and core inflation is expected to bottom out in April-June. The report also came on a day when the IMD confirmed its forecast of above-average monsoon rains this year, which is expected to spur production in the agricultural sector that was hit by erratic weather last year. The National Investigation Agency, NIA, has arrested five individuals in a major operation against an organized human trafficking and cyber fraud syndicate. The joint operation with state police forces spanned six states and union territories, leading to searches at 15 locations yesterday. They arrested individuals from Varodra, Gopalganj, Southwest Delhi, Gurugram and Chandigarh, were part of a network that lured Indian youth abroad with false job promises. Once overseas, the victims were forced into illegal activities in fake call centers in places like Laos and Cambodia. Today is Menstrual Hygiene Day, a global movement for shattering stigmas and advocating for accessible menstrual hygiene management for all. This year's theme, Period-Friendly World, emphasizes the collective effort required to ensure everyone who menstruates has the resources and knowledge to manage their periods with dignity. The day was initiated by German-based NGO WASH United in 2013 to address the staggering reality that millions around the world lack access to safe and affordable menstrual products, sanitation facilities, and proper hygiene education. Union Health Secretary Apurva Chandra has said that India's core values and ethos of Vasudhaiva Kutumbakam aligns with the World Health Assembly's WHA theme of All for Health, Health for All. Addressing the Committee A of World Health Assembly at Geneva in Switzerland, Mr. Chandra said that India embodied the spirit of One World, One Family as it helped the world during the COVID-19 pandemic. In French Open tennis, ace Indian players Rohan Bopanna and Yuki Bhambri will start their campaign in the men's doubles first round in Paris, France today. The second-seeded duo Bopanna and his Australian companion Matthew Ebden will take on Emil Ruusuvuori of Finland and Martin Fuchsovics of Hungary, while the unseeded pair of Bhambri and Albano Olivetti of France will face Roman Safiulin of Russia and John Pierce of Australia today. Meanwhile, in the men's singles first round, India's Sumit Nagal faced a defeat against Karen Khachanov of Russian state sets 2-6-0-6-6-7 yesterday. The All India Football Federation, AIFF, has announced a 23-member Indian senior women's team squad for the two upcoming international friendly matches against Uzbekistan. The squad includes three goalkeepers, eight defenders, eight midfielders and four forwards. Former national player Langam Chauba Devi will be the head coach. And now, for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Subhadra.
Thank you, Abhishek. Financial Express carries a photograph of people wading through a waterlogged road in Kolkata on its front page. The caption about the photograph reads, "Rimal wreaks havoc in Bengal." The Asian Age quotes Union Home Minister Amit Shah as saying, "After June 4th, Congress will blame defeat on EVMs. Kharge to lose job, Congress won't blame Rahul." Future of youth at stake, Congress slams BJP on Agnipath in Himachal Pradesh, reports the Tribune. Israel's late-night strike on Rafah tent camp kills 45, stakes a Hindu. While in another story, the paper writes, U.S. officials visit Taiwan after new leader assumes office, condemn Chinese drills. Referring to Rafael Nadal's loss to Zverev at the French Open, the Indian Express writes, Nadal exits but leaves door ajar. And finally, Hindustan Times quotes IMD as saying, monsoon above normal but hot, humid June ahead. With that, it's back to you, Abhishek.
Thank you, Subhadra. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says big fish are facing the law because of government's zero-tolerance policy towards corruption. Political parties intensify campaigning for seventh and last phase of Lok Sabha elections. Leading global financial firm Goldman Sachs raises India's GDP growth forecast to 6.7% for calendar year 2024. IMD says northwestern and central India to get respite from heat wave in 3 days. And in tennis, Rohan Bopanna and Yuki Bhambri to start the campaign in the men's doubles at the French Open in Paris today. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.